Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food treats and toys for your dog or cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 10 locations are around Western Washington. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by Jet City Animal Clinic. JetCityAnimalClinic.com is the website. Dr. Eric Anderson is the vet. They are located on 12th Avenue in Capitol Hill, Seattle, right across from Seattle U. Love this clinic. You know how hard I am on vets if you listen to the show. Traditional, not vets themselves, but the institution. And Dr. Anderson's just been blowing me away with our conversations and how open-minded and balanced she is. So JetCityAnimalClinic.com, centrally located if you're in the market for a vet for your dog, cat, or chicken.
Chicken.
Check them out, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Urban, they're also doing, they'll see chickens. How about that?
It sounds good.
Have a couple of announcements, and then we'll be talking today. Have some guests in the studio. We'll be talking in just a few minutes about... Imagine if your 10-month-old puppy wandered away when you turned your back for just a second and it's over a week later and you still can't find him. What do you do? And we're going to be talking with Candace, who's in that situation right now with her family, and then Jim, who she's working with, who is the owner of Three Retrievers Lost Pet Rescue, and he has scent tracking dogs that can find your lost pet.
Smells like a good show.
Yeah, so we'll be talking with them in just a few minutes. Have a couple of announcements. Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up March 9th and 10th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. SeattleDogShow.org is the website. And it's such a fun event. Saturday and Sunday all day. There's agility trials, all sorts of fun demonstrations.
As we established on the show last week, you're thinking about it every day.
Every day I think about it. I'm so excited. And Leia and I are going to be participating in the nose work demonstration with Miriam Rose. There's police dog demonstrations. There's herding. There's the dog dancing. all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, the confirmation. So the best in show at every at the end of each day and all of the showing that happens to lead up to that. So check it out. March 9th and 10th, Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. SeattleDogShow.org. A-Help Project, Animal Hospice End of Life Palliative Care Project, is having their third annual Friendship Day open house Saturday, February 16th. That's this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. So come say hi. It's a great community. They're looking for volunteers and also people who are just interested in the work. AHelpProject.org is the website, and it's being held at Seattle Veterinary Specialists in Kirkland in their education room. But you can go to AHelpProject.org for more information about that.
I'm still thinking about the dog dancing at the at the dog show.
I thought you might be.
That's all I can think about now. Now I see why you're thinking about the dog show every day.
Well, I know you dance at home with your cats.
On occasion.
On occasion. Yeah. Who doesn't?
But I'm just wondering, is it interpretive dance? Is it tap? Is it modern? Is it tango?
It's where they, they'll pick a song and then they'll sort of choreograph where they do movements like with the dog. So they'll like some cymbals might crash and they have the dog spin right at that time.
Or
it's a full like choreographed routine to a song, person and dog.
Very cool.
And I have yet to see a guy participate in these demonstrations.
So, I wonder why.
it's just makes you smile. Yeah, it's great.
They're making me smile right now.
They're
and
having
I
a
can't
blast.
Even see it.
Yeah, those are lucky
just
dogs.
Just imagining it.
Those are lucky dogs. I went through a phase because I have so much extra time that I was sort of obsessed with the idea of teaching Levi the electric slide.
Right.
Levi is my male red cattle dog, who's they're both
you,
cattle dogs.
You put on the electric boogie and then did the electric slide.
Yeah, teach him to go one side.
How'd it
go? Back. Well, it never left the idea phase.
Oh.
But believe me, if it ever does, it'll be on YouTube for sure. Okay, well, let's talk with Candace Chabot. Her husband Nick and daughter Shaylee are sitting out in our lobby, but they're all here as a family, and they are missing their 10.5-month-old male English bulldog, whose name is Buddha, and he's been missing since February 4th. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
So Candace sent me a Facebook message, I think it was, on the Dog Show's Facebook fan page, and you can find it on Facebook. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and you can be a part of the conversation in between our live shows. And you sent me, or I think you posted about your Facebook site, Bring Buddha Home, which is for your efforts in finding Buddha.
Yes.
Who went missing, and your husband was out taking him out to go potty, and I think he said, was he on the phone with you?
Oh, he just got off, got out of school, and so his brain was fried, and he came in, said hi to me, and then came back and went outside and checked on Buddha, and then he couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And started, you know, yelling his name, running around the neighborhood, but to no avail.
Yeah, so just sort of, you know, turn around for a second and the dog's gone. Obviously, he, you know, did never do this before, and so you didn't ever think that he would do that. And he was just nowhere to be found. And you had a couple sightings within that first 24 hours, but you didn't actually get the information that he had been seen until a couple days after.
Yeah, it's always like 2 days ahead. Mm-hmm. So we're like playing catch up all the time.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're still really, you're basically just focusing your lives on being reunited with your boy. And, you know, interesting, you were telling me a little bit about the show, about how there's like this black market for English bulldogs because they're so expensive that people will steal them in some cases and then resell them.
I've actually heard of stories where people will come into somebody's yards and they'll come just broad daylight and they'll steal them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they end up, you know, finding our little guy. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not to say that everybody's after them, but I think all English bulldog owners know that their little pup is pretty valuable. Mm-hmm. Just because, number one, their temperament, of course, the cost of raising them and breeding them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just cute. Their mm-hmm. temperament, they're just great family dogs.
Yeah. And Buddha's a very friendly guy, so
he's
easy to take. Now, he was out, so he was wandering, and so one of the things, you know, there's lots of possibilities of what could be, you know, somebody might think he was, you know, stray and just brought him into their home, and he's just, you know, in somebody's home, which does, I think, happen pretty frequently, or he's still loose wandering around, which doesn't seem as likely to me since he's friendly.
Very friendly. He sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Or he's been picked up and sold, like resold, which is also a possibility as well. But in any case, it's about marketing. So if you want to see a picture of Buddha or pictures of Buddha and what he looks like, go to their Facebook page, Bring Buddha Home. Now, this is in the Des Moines, Normandy Park area, south of Seattle.
Yes.
That's right. And those were where the sightings were right around.
They were right around in Burien, and then and we did hire a scent dog, and Jim mm-hmm. Actually went, and we followed Kelsey, his scent dog, to the last place was in the kinder care at 18020 Des Moines Memorial Drive in Burien. But that kinder care is it's located in the borderline of Normandy Park, Burien, Des Moines area.
Okay.
So anybody can just, you know, they probably picked him up.
Right. And I assume you're putting signs up around there and all that
we
stuff.
We are. We're being very obnoxiously, very obnoxious about
good.
It. And pulling everything up and talking to everybody. My husband hardly sleeps. He's out there handing out flyers. And we actually hired people to do that for us, you know, whatever we can spare.
Yeah.
And it makes searching effort a little bit difficult because I have physical limitations, so I stay at home with our daughter, and we have one car, so he takes a car and does all the searching.
Yeah. Now, Jim Branson is with us, and Jim's the owner of Three Retrievers Lost Pet Rescue. Welcome to the show, Jim. We've met through Missing Pet Partnership, organization that you volunteered with for years, and still do a little bit of work in teaching other people to do what you do for the organization. And it sounds like there's a lot of demand for this, actually a scent detection dog that's trained specifically to find other dogs or cats or potentially any other animal, but other animals. So to help track lost pets. So Candace, you guys got connected with Jim through a Facebook group. Was it Dog Walkers?
Yeah, Dog Walkers. I belonged with part of the Seattle Dog Walkers group, just, you know, casually on a Facebook page. And someone mentioned his name and gave me his contact number. And we quickly
contacted him. So, Jim, what do you do then when the Chabot family contacts you? Kind of take us through, like, what you do there. So, when last sighting, where, and then do you go out and actually try to track the dog?
Well, the tracking dog is not always the best tool. So I start off by gathering information about the dog and the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I learn the dog's personality and behavior. And then we discuss whether the search dog would really be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Or if other methods would be more useful.
Okay.
But the search dog is just one tool that they can use. So
you're supporting people potentially without bringing a search dog into the situation, but people can still call and, you know, benefit from your services otherwise, too. There's other support that you give.
Right.
Okay. And that's 3 Retrievers, and that's the number 3retrievers.com is your website? Okay. And Kelsey is one of Jim's search dogs, and she is in the booth with us today, which is such a privilege. Kelsey, welcome to the show. She said thank you. So you actually go out, and now have you brought Kelsey out on site for Buddha's case?
Yes, we presented Kelsey with a scent article and started at the point of the last sighting. When we receive a sighting, we're never 100% sure if it's an actual sighting.
Mm-hmm.
But because Buddha's so distinctive, you know, it was pretty obviously him. Kelsey confirmed that it was him by the scent, and she started following the scent.
Yeah.
It wove into an apartment complex for quite a while. It looked like Buddha had rested there under the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then it continued on down Ambom towards Des Moines Way.
Okay. And then at some point, then she was like, this is as far as I can track, or sort of loses the track, or what happens then?
Well,
he got picked up or something like that?
Right.
Okay.
She will often hit a dead end.
Okay.
And that can mean one of two things. Either that the dog walked to that point and then backtracked the way we came.
Got it.
Which happens quite often.
Uh-huh.
It happens on almost every search.
Hmm.
But the other option is that the dog was picked up at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The terrain in this particular case, it was just wide open. A lot of times we'll hit a dead end at the end of a street or a trail,
mm-hmm.
and the only way out is back.
Right.
But here, the scent just stopped. And the dog could have gone 360 degrees.
Right.
So just based on probabilities, it's more likely, and based on the personality of the dog, it's more likely that he was picked up at that point. But it's not for sure.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Candace Chabot, who is missing her family's 10.5-month-old English bulldog, Buddha, in the Burien, Des Moines, Normandy Park area. Facebook page is Bring Buddha Home. You can connect with them if you think you've seen Buddha. Please give Nick a call on his phone. That's Candace's husband, 206-851-7645. And you can find their information on their Facebook page, Bring Buddha Home. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Buddha root bar. Buddha root bar butter. Butter, 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 Buddha root bar butter.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Northwest Sellers, we cover the world of animals. This week, February 17th, it's the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. Always entertaining, Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will host the show for me. They'll have open phone lines so Kim can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. So plan to give them a call. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, I'm Pat Pauley, and I hope you listen to my brand new radio show, Get Active, at 12:30 in the afternoon each Tuesday for ideas on how you can stay fit and active and connected to our community. Each week, we'll have a guest who knows in depth about some activity you may be interested in. We'll cover everything from working out, sports, sailing, skiing, to bridge, dancing, volunteering, you name it. Again, it's Get Active at 12:30 in the afternoon each Tuesday right here at Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog. Thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Of such a thing as I myself.
Butter, welcome back butter, to the butter, dog butter. Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to KKNW AM 1150. And we're back talking with Candace Chabot. Her husband Nick and daughter Shaylee are in the lobby waiting for us. Candace is in the booth with us, and Jim Branson, owner of Three Retrievers Lost Pet Rescue. Candace and her family lost their 10 and a half month old English bulldog Buddha. Nick was out letting him go potty and just turned his back for a minute, and Buddha, who had never done this before, just sort of wandered out of the yard, and he came back out and he was just gone. And it's been a little bit over a week since that happened. He went missing on February 4th, and this is in the Burien. Is that in Burien that he went missing, or was it Des Moines?
It was in Burien.
In Burien, okay. And then there was a sighting then in the sort of Des Moines, Normandy Park area, is that right?
Or
is
it was actually near our house, believe it or not.
Okay.
Like, he actually came back the next day in that area.
Okay.
And that's when the first sighting was actually reported to us.
Okay.
But then we didn't hear about it until 2 days later.
Right. And the sightings are really important, because that's what gives you clues as to where areas where he may be, so that you can target your postering and talking to people and stuff like that. Really, really important part of it. And also gives Jim tips, as you've been working with him on, where to potentially bring Kelsey, his one of his search dogs, to come and try to pick up the scent. And Jim, when you said that you give that you show an article to the dog, you mean it's a piece of something that has Buddha's scent, so like a blanket of his or bedding or something like that, that you would then have Kelsey sniff? And do you give her a cue that lets her know, like, hey, this is what we're after?
Yes. The leash is attached to her collar most of the time, but when I attach the leash to her harness, then she knows she's getting ready to work.
Okay.
And the scent article is placed on the ground ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she prefers bedding. She likes to smell bedding, but we can also use a collar or a toy.
Mm-hmm.
But something that the dog has slept on works best.
Mm-hmm. And do you say anything, or does she just know I'm in harness and she knows the deal?
I have to say the cue words. She would probably go without them. But,
right. So you let her know, and then
I tell her, take the scent. And, yep. And then once she's got the scent, then I say, search.
Okay. Okay.
She knows when we get in the car
right.
What the job is.
Sure. She knows the deal. She knows she's working. It's so amazing. I mean, I've talked about nose work. I've had Missing Pet Partnership on the show years ago and talked with Kat, the founder, about the work that they do. And that's how I met you in the past. And that's how you, I assume, got started with this, was through them. And now you're doing this professionally, which is great. And it sounds like there's a big demand for this in supporting people. I mean, I see signs up all over the place all the time about dogs and cats that have been missing. And, you know, there is a lot of information to know about, you know, to increase your chances of being successfully reunited. And that's where someone like Jim comes in, who can help and professionally support you in getting reunited with your pet. So again, just to give out the information again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Candace Chabot, who's a 10.5-month-old English bulldog, Buddha, male, went missing a little bit over a week ago in Burien, from Burien. And so they think he's in the Burien, Des Moines, Normandy Park area, south of Seattle. If you have any information, or if you would go, if you're in that area or drive through that area, go to their Facebook page, Bring Buddha Home, and that's Buddha. And even if you're not in that area, I guess, because one of the possibilities, unfortunately, is that somebody picked him up and then resold him. So
either resold him, or maybe they don't even know, because they live in, let's say, Spanaway or anywhere south.
And they were
south,
driving
they
through.
Have no
yeah.
idea.
Yep.
And they're, you know, they're having fun with them. They're pampering him, and that's great. And we thank you. But contact us.
Yeah.
We want him home.
Yeah, they miss him so much. And, you know, your daughter was used to reading to him every night and asks for him. And he is loved very much by his family. So if you have any information about Buddha, you can see pictures of him on their Facebook page, Bring Buddha Home. And I've put a link to their Facebook page from our Facebook page as well, so you can get to that. And then there's also a link to it from our website, which is dogradioshow.com. And a phone number also to contact is 206-851-7645. I remember when I did an interview with Kat with Missing Pet Partnership a couple years ago, one of the things that she said was that when you stop looking, your chances of being reunited drop drastically. And, you know, something that I really admire about you guys is how much energy you're putting into this, because it is hard. I mean, it's probably harder to stay connected to the possibility as opposed to maybe just make up a story and accept it that that's probably what happened, and because it's too painful, or, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, actually, I can't imagine how hard this is for you guys. And I'm just so sorry. And I hope that he makes his way home.
Thank you, so much, Julie. You know, some people who aren't pet lovers, and we've gotten comments here or there where, oh, you guys are kind of nuts. He's just a dog.
Yeah.
To us, maybe to someone, but he's not a misplaced car keys or a car. You can replace it. He's our family member.
Yeah.
You know, we've had him for a while, and he's bonded with us. He knows us. He mm-hmm. knows he's bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got connected with Jim and through your community of dog lovers and dog walkers, and Jim and Kelsey are here also, and they do Lost Pet Rescue, and to some degree, or in some situations, Jim will actually bring Kelsey out to an area and have her search for the lost pet. Now, have you And you've been in business doing this and offering these services for about 6 months, and you've been doing this work for a little over 4 years. So what are some of the kind of tips that you give people, like kind of right off the bat, like some of the things, the biggest things, or you know, where do people start? Where do you start?
Well, one of the first things I tell people is that over 70% of missing pets are found one way or the other. Most of the people that I talk to feel that it's pretty hopeless and that they're never going to see their pet again.
Right.
But we've kept track of hundreds of cases through Missing Pet Partnership and on my own.
Yeah.
And one way or another, either because of the shelter or somebody sees the tags on the collar, or they scan the microchip, 70% or more of these pets are found.
Yeah, and Buddha is microchipped.
He is microchipped.
Yep, and so, and your contact information is up to date on that.
Yes.
And so that is, if you have a question, oh, is this dog him? That is one way, other than picture identification from your Facebook page, which has a lot of photos of him. That's one way to be certain, too, and that's great that that he has. Did he have a collar on?
He did not have his collar on.
Now, Jim, so that's wonderful, 70%, and it would feel, I think, pretty hopeless and scary, and that's a great statistic. 70% are reunited. Do you just, like, I think I would. I don't know how emotional of a person you are, but you must have witnessed. Have you witnessed a lot of reunions?
Yes, and some that I made possible directly, you know.
So, God, talk about rewarding, huh?
It doesn't happen often that Kelsey will just track right up to where the dog is right at that moment.
Sure.
But when it does happen, it's the best thing.
And that has happened?
Yeah, several times.
I feel like I would just freak out. I would just like start bawling, and like in a, you know, really good way, obviously. But does that happen to you? Or?
Well, I definitely remember those moments. And unfortunately, two of the dogs were deceased.
So oh, yeah.
There's the flip side of that.
That's right. Well, and I mean, I guess at least in that situation, people know, you know, and you if that is what happened, at least they can know and get closure, have a sense of closure and start the grieving process. So, but yeah, I didn't think that would be really, really sad to have that be the outcome. But okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the work that Jim does with Kelsey and more about what's involved with that. Candace, best of luck to you guys.
Thank you so much.
If you don't live anywhere near the area, just take a second and say a little prayer for them and hope that Buddha gets reunited. Bring Buddha Home is the Facebook page. You can see pictures of him on there. Their phone number is 206-851-7645. It's a 10-month-old English bulldog male that went missing from Burien about a little over a week ago. So keep your eyes out, please. And if you do even see him or think you saw him, please get in touch with them. Bring Buddha Home on Facebook. Best of luck to you guys. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
Smile on, little Buddha, smile on. Little Buddha, smile on. It's
only... Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different proteins to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their Burien shop, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your home. Natural Pet Pantry will even work with your vet to custom blend a prescription diet for your pet's unique needs. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. Natural Pet Pantry. It just makes sense.
Every generation needs a voice, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150, Lewis Howard's show, Head of the House, is the voice for the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Head of the House brings education, insight, and information that brings health and healing to the challenges of managing your home, relationships, and your career. Tune in once and you will be hooked. That's Head of the House every Monday at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Who is Jopra?
What is Jopra?
When is Jopra?
Joe Janeau is the host of a brand new show called Jopra. Joe has been nicknamed Jopra by his friends and colleagues who find his advice and insight to be enlightening, just like a certain other talk show host of world renown. Born and raised in Seattle, independent-minded Joe Janeau is bringing issues to the airwaves that make you ponder, laugh, and deliberate. The Jopra Show is about the ins and outs of food and drink, relationships, entertainment, and so much more. Get to know Jopra every Thursday at 2, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Smile on, little Buddha, smile on.
Eric, you're going to make me cry.
Saying smile on, little Buddha, wherever
know,
you are.
But Buddha's missing.
According to the song, his missing is only an illusion, but.
So. Well, thank you. We were talking in the first half
Hopefully
of the show.
Nearby, I guess.
Yeah. I hope they get reunited. It's so sad. I just can appreciate how agonizing. I can't imagine anything worse, pretty much. I don't have kids. I have my dogs. Having a dog missing and out there and not knowing and not having any control over it. Ugh. Terrible. I was just talking with Candace. She and her family have lost their 10-and-a-half-month-old male English bulldog named Buddha, who went missing February 4th from Burien. And they think he is in the Burien, Des Moines, Normandy Park area south of Seattle. And their Facebook page is Bring Buddha Home, B-U-D-D-H-A. So you can go and see pictures of him and just keep your eyes out for him. Hope that they get reunited. And they got connected with Jim Branson, who's the owner of Three Retrievers Lost Pet Rescue. And I met Jim through Missing Pet Partnership years ago, organization that helps support people who have lost their pet. And Jim has started doing this professionally and after over 4 years of experience. And Jim is here with us still with Kelsey, who is a very beautiful, is she lab mix?
Oh, she could be a purebred lab, but I just saw her picture on Pet Finder and she was 9 weeks old when I saw her.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't resist.
Yep. Well, Kelsey is a very, she's very poised. She's being a very good girl. She's here in the booth. So nice to have a dog here, especially such an incredible dog who, and really it's, you know, all dogs have an incredible sense of smell. But Kelsey is actually a dog that has been trained to track the scent of a lost pet specifically, and that's the work that she does with Jim. And Jim, you have three other dogs as well. Do you do this work with all of them?
My first dog, Porter, I never trained him to do this. I would have liked to, but he didn't pass the temperament test.
Yeah.
And I trained with Kat Albrecht. She trained Kelsey and I.
Uh-huh.
And he just didn't have the drive that it takes. You need a dog that can be somewhat obnoxious in their desire
sure.
to do the work.
Yeah.
And he was just too relaxed and
yeah.
more interested in treats and sleeping on the couch.
So. Right. And this picture of your three dogs on the website, is Porter in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wants to hang out.
He's
adorable.
He's 12 years old now.
Yeah. ThreeRetrievers.com is the website, and that's the number 3Retrievers.com. You can check out Jim, and he's also on Facebook as well. So you worked with Kat of Missing Pet Partnership to train Kelsey to find lost pets. And how long did that take?
We trained. We're still training just to keep her tuned up. But
sure.
We trained 18 months to start with.
Wow.
Learning all the different types of trails that she might try to follow.
Uh-huh.
And shaping her behavior.
Uh-huh.
And that 18 months was also training me.
Right.
To read her behavior,
mm-hmm.
because I need to not only keep her safe and give her direction somewhat, but I need to read her body language,
mm-hmm.
and learn the difference between when she's on the scent or when she's been distracted,
right?
Or if she's found a deceased animal, it's
yeah.
a different signal there.
So. Okay. So it's really learning how to listen.
Yes.
And this is something that I talk to my clients. I was just came from a private lesson. My expertise is in training and behavior of pet dogs. And I was just having this conversation with my clients just before this. I talk about it all the time. Listening, teaching people how to listen to their dogs. And the dogs are not verbal. So when we say listen, we have an association with our ears, but that's not necessarily how you listen to a dog. So you know, like you said, Jim, you're tuning into really reading her body language. And also part of it, too, is probably intuitive, like just knowing her and knowing her very well and sort of, I mean, is that the case where, or is it really just clear body language, or is it more, is there more to it than just that?
Well, we move as a unit. She's always on leash and, I feel her in the tension on the leash,
mm-hmm.
and I also talk to her
mm-hmm.
through the tension on the leash.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always connected that way. Even if I'm looking away, mm-hmm. I can tell what she's doing by the tension on the leash.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch the angle of her head.
Mm-hmm.
The tips of her ears just bob a little bit when she's in the groove on a scent,
mm-hmm.
and just the little tip of the ear,
mm.
when I can see when she gets into a groove on a good scent trail,
mm-hmm.
that she just gets this rhythm, and you can see it just in the way her ears move.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening, can you hear how, I mean, it's what came to me as I was listening to you is how lucky she is.
Well, I'm luckier than she is.
Of course, but... You know, very few dogs these days live with people like you who listen to them so carefully. And so as you're listening, you know, probably none of you or most of you don't live with scent detection dogs or dogs that you maybe work with in another way that would have you tune in. Some people do. I mean, a lot of people do, you know, herding or agility or stuff like that, but a lot of people with pets don't, and that's where a lot of frustration comes from with dogs who I see who are just sort of unmanageable or have behavioral issues is the sort of lack of depth in the person's presence to the dog. And when you're describing how you listen to her, it's something that's really important for people to get with dogs, because dogs aren't verbal. So when we do say listen, it's not blah, 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 although we are going to try to get Kelsey to bark in the studio. They don't sit and blab like we do. They communicate with their bodies, with their energy, with their, you know, the subtleties of all the different parts of their bodies. And it's just really cool to tune into that. And it's amazing to see how the dogs respond when their humans get a clue. And the dogs are just like, oh, this is awesome. And as soon as they do, people notice that their dogs are now more focused on them back because the people are more tuned into the dogs. And so they just get that back from the dog. It's really cool to see that. So you and Kelsey are a working unit, obviously, you know, a team. You've been working together for years. There's training that you have to keep up on to keep her keep you both kind of practiced and on your game and just, you know, up to speed. And then you're out doing the work that you're doing as well. How often do you, at this point, I know that you're fairly new in business, but how frequently are you guys headed out on searches?
At least twice a week. I have another dog that's been trained to find cats.
So is Kelsey dog specific, and then you have a cat dog?
Yeah.
Oh. It,
there are different types of searching.
Okay.
If you're looking for a lost dog, you really want to get started in the first 48 hours to follow the specific scent trail of that dog.
Uh-huh.
When we're looking for a cat, the window of opportunity is much wider because the cat detection dog is looking for any cat that he can find in the area of highest probability. So we can start a week or 2 weeks after the disappearance, and our odds of success don't really go down over time.
Huh.
So he gets more work than Kelsey does.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Komu, K-O-M-U.
Uh-huh. And what kind of...
I usually just call him Moo.
Yeah. And what kind of dog is he?
He's a mix of some sort. Mm-hmm. He was chained in somebody's yard, and people called me because they know I help dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The people weren't taking care of him. The collar was growing into his neck.
Oh, man.
So I bought him for $100 just to get him out of that situation.
Yeah.
And it turns out that partly because of his neurotic behavior, he's the best cat detection dog that I've worked with.
Uh-huh.
And I've worked with quite a few.
Uh-huh.
And he's just a natural at it. He's really easy to work with and easy to read.
Yeah.
So we've been working together for about a year now.
What are people thinking, tying a dog? I mean, what are people friggin' thinking when they're doing that? It's crazy.
They weren't feeding him. The office workers next door were feeding
Who
him.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
I mean, I can't. It's like blows my mind that people like this even exist. It scares me.
And
Who does that?
He's such a wonderful dog.
Oh, my God.
You know, they were missing out on the great dog that he is now.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad that you got him, and there's so many dogs, unfortunately, in that type of situation, but he's a shining cat detection dog now, which is awesome, from being tied out and neglected to really just rocking it and doing such good as well, but having a blast, I'm sure. Now, I have some more questions for you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Jim Branson, who's the owner of Three Retrievers Lost Pet Rescue. That's the number 3retrievers.com is the website. You can check them out. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on AM 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Want a faster metabolism? Desperate for more energy throughout the day? Food is our most powerful medicine, and on Passionate Nutrition Radio, I'll answer your burning nutrition questions and offer real solutions for your family. On Passionate Nutrition Radio, you'll learn how to transform how you look and feel with the foods that you eat. My name is Jennifer Adler, and I'm a nutritionist, chef, and founder of Passionate Nutrition, a nutrition practice with 6 locations throughout the greater Puget Sound area. Join me on Passionate Nutrition Radio for a weekly serving of nutrition wisdom. Learn more at PassionateNutrition.com.
That's Passionate Nutrition, every Friday at noon.
Wisdom Within is a new talk radio show featuring psychic medium and healer Lindsay Paul and animal intuitive and healer Shauna Fisher. From your lunch break to vacation, from your car to your kitchen, from despair to newfound awareness. Join this enthusiastic duo as they fearlessly tap into the depths of wisdom and help you soar to new heights by answering your ultimate questions. Get your weekly dose of spirituality with a kick of reality rolled into 1 hour. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Get out of your head and tune into your soul.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog. thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's Dog Behavior Training and Nutrition Specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And we're back with Jim Branson, owner of Three Retrievers, Lost Pet Rescue, and Kelsey, the very, very mature and classy black lab, maybe mix, who's in the booth with us, just kind of doing her own thing over there. Kelsey is trained to track lost dogs, scent detection, and actually track dogs. And this is what Jim does professionally. And earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, we were talking with Candace, and her family is here, and they lost their 10-month-old English bulldog named Buddha, a male, a little over a week ago in Burien, which is south of Seattle. And it's been a little over a week. They did have a couple sightings within about 24 hours, and they think perhaps Buddha has been picked up. Jim, does that happen, frequently where the dog ends up being housed in somebody else's house? Like, oh, hi, puppy, are you lost? And then, you know, but it seems like this dog, they've been marketing so heavily for this dog that somebody would know by now. But
it does happen quite frequently. Kelsey has worked at least 85 cases where she's followed the scent trail.
To a house?
No, just 85
in general.
Cases total where
Got
she's
it.
Followed the missing dog. Uh-huh. In one case, it was a wallaby. But and in over half of those cases, the dog was already picked up before she even started, we found out later. In a missing dog case, whether you use the trailing dog or not, the most important thing is that somebody has seen your dog at some point, and you just want to get that person to give you a call,
right,
and give you that information.
Okay.
They may have your dog right now, or they may have just seen your dog.
Right. And that's important because then it's like, oh, the dog was spotted and, you know, way over here. And so then they can focus their marketing efforts and sort of follow the trail.
Yes.
From sightings. And then if you get, so you guys right now are waiting for another sighting. And
yes.
Then you'll potentially, based off of the timing, potentially go back out with Kelsey and do a search.
Well, we hope that if they get a new sighting, that they'll be able to go to that location and figure out if Buddha's either there at that time or somebody nearby knows something.
Mm-hmm.
But if that sighting doesn't develop into leads right away, then we'll start Kelsey on the scent trail again.
Mm-hmm.
They've put a section of Buddha's bedding in their freezer so that Kelsey can use that scent article for up to 6 months into the future.
Interesting. So freezing it preserves the scent?
Yes, I recommend that everybody do that for their dog at home. You can just create a scent article just in case your dog goes missing. I have scent articles for all four of my dogs, and everybody who volunteers for a missing pet partnership has created scent articles for their dogs just in case.
Oh, man, I wish I knew that. When my first dog passed away, I had a bag full of hair, of his hair, and I smelled it, you know, because it smelled like him after he passed away, you know, shortly afterwards. And, you know, it'd be comforting. And if I had known, I would have frozen it. Well, so, and you have a dog, so Kelsey tracks dogs, and you have another dog whose name is Komu, and he looks for cats. And cat behavior, I remember from my conversations with Cat, with Missing Pet Partnership, And those interviews are archived on our website, dogradioshow.com, and also on iTunes, as is this interview as well, if you've missed any part of it. That lost cats behave differently than lost dogs. And so then when you're searching for them, it's important to understand the difference in their behavior. And we were talking during the break. Tell me what you tell the listeners, what you were telling me about, because I asked you if Komu, if you do like the whole article, like the scent article for him, if he's searching for a lost cat, and you said no. Why is that?
Right. We train him differently because he's looking for cats. He's looking for any cat that he can find the way you would look for a bomb or you'd look for drugs. Mm-hmm. And cats don't really move from point A to point B the way dogs do. They move across the yard and they create a pool of scent. Mm-hmm. And then they move to the other side and they create an overlapping pool of scent. Mm-hmm. And there's not really a direction of travel. Also, they're most likely wandering in their own territories. So you'd have Tuesday's scent mixed up with Wednesday's scent, with Thursday's scent.
Right.
And it would be difficult for a trailing dog to figure that out.
Right.
So instead, we just have him get excited about finding any cat that he can within the area of highest probability.
Yeah.
If we find the wrong cat, he gets rewarded and he gets his treat.
Sure.
And then he keeps looking until we find right. the cat that we're looking for.
Huh. Interesting. And you actually train people to do this work. Is that right?
Yes. I'm working with a group now to, I'm just continuing the work that Kat Albrecht has done with me.
Yeah.
Passing that on to other people.
Very cool. So that's something, if this is really speaking to you, you know, that you could do with your dog or have your dog, you know, evaluated for their maybe drive in doing this. And if you're not necessarily want to look for lost pets, you can always do nose work classes with your dog, any age. And these are really fun where you can just play with scent detection and really deepen your relationship with your dog, give them a mental outlet, you know, an outlet for that mental energy. And I really loved listening to you talk, Jim, about when you're working with Kelsey and reading her and how tuned into her you are. Now, you said that you could get her to bark.
Yes.
Will you do that?
Sure.
On the spot. So we'll hope to hear from Kelsey, see if she has anything to add. Jim said he's got to get her going a little bit. Yeah, there we go. Interesting, Kelsey. Tell us more. That was Kelsey. Oh, nice. All right.
There she goes, telling us more.
Yep, she did. She's got a lot to say. It's just awesome having dogs here. So Jim's website is 3retrievers.com. That's the number 3, retrievers.com. What sparked this episode is I got contacted by Candace, and she and her family are looking for their 10-and-a-half-month-old English bulldog male named Buddha. And there's pictures of him on their Facebook page, Bring Buddha Home, B-U-D-D-H-A. And there's a link to their Facebook page from our website, which is dogradioshow.com, or from our Facebook page, too. If you search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Facebook, become a fan of our page, and you can be a part of the conversation in between our live shows every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and we are a rebroadcast on Sundays as well at 1 on KKNW. All of our shows are archived on our website, dogradioshow.com, and also available as a free download from iTunes. Again, that Facebook page is Bring Buddha Home, and they are working tirelessly. And Jim, you said that that's a really important factor, is the people's energy that they put into it, but also their willingness to listen to what you say and follow your direction.
Yes, and we just tell them all of the different things that they can be doing,
mm-hmm.
and it helps them feel less hopeless. It gives them something positive that they can do so that they can keep looking for their pets.
Yeah, so take a look at that picture. I mean, Buddha could have been picked up and brought to Linwood or Woodinville or Yakima, or, you know, I mean, who knows? So just take a look at that. Bring Buddha Home is the Facebook page. There's lots of pictures of him. He is microchipped. He did not have a collar on, and he's adorable, and they are missing him so much. And I feel so bad for them and for anybody who's going through this. There is a lot to know about being successfully reunited with your lost pet. There is a lot to know, and people like Jim are out there to professionally support you. And there's also a lot of information online on missingpetpartnership.org. Jim's website is 3retrievers.com. Kelsey's laying back down again. That was just amazing. On cue, she got all loud, and now she's just relaxed again. She's awesome. Jim, thanks so much for coming, and thanks so much for the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, and I look forward to keeping in touch. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on AM 1150.